anything to see, but I could just raise one issue that might be quite relevant.
Which, talk a little louder.
Yeah, sorry. So if I could just raise one issue that might be useful here, which is that the two different ways of thinking about what physical theory is doing, that one is from an external point of view. So physical theory might provide a sort of God's eye point of view of what is happening in reality. And the other is an internal point of view that a physical theory might tell us how the world looks, so to speak, from inside. And then the question of evolving laws looks different in those two points of view. So from the external point of view, you might imagine some existing ontological time that laws evolve with respect to. Whereas from the internal point of view, you really need a kind of operational mode of operation. So an operational mode of thinking. And so laws would look different there. So an example might be sort of virtual reality. So from an internal point of view, you're inside this virtual reality. You're trying to find ways of understanding and writing down physical theories or theories to account for your environment. Whereas from an external point of view, you're modeling the computer and everything that's going on, maybe a computer program or the actual hardware as it's evolving. And I think there's a sense in which ultimately we don't have the external point of view, we only have the internal point of view. So that might be a place that it would be interesting to look at this issue of evolving laws of physics. And I noticed a number of things that were said related to this, different points of view, and the notion of an external point of view with fundamental laws, and an internal point of view with somehow laws that are pulled out of the way we interact with the world.
Okay.